The fourth principle is realize that you are not separate from your environment. And the affirmation for this is, I am one with my surroundings, aware of the connective energy between me and my world. I have talked a lot already about this need to remove the notion of our separateness. That's the invention of the ego. The ego needs to feel separate, otherwise it doesn't have any reason to be. So it constantly reinforces our separateness and our idea of being separate from everything. Well, one of the things that the ego, this idea we have of ourselves, has convinced us that we're separate from is the environment. And it's why we treat the environment the way we do. And you might be thinking, as you're listening to this, well, what's this got to do with manifesting? I mean, do I just have to join the Green Party and vote for Ralph Nader? I mean, what do I have to do? And it has nothing to do with that. Each of these principles throughout this entire program are really principles that are designed to get you to think of yourself in a new way. Because once you see yourself in this new light, the ability to do these things that you might have thought were not possible, that old idea that you can't do it begins to just gradually fade away. There's a word that's called a neologism, which is a term that defines, this defines a new word, neo, new logism, word, new logic. And the word that I coined is, don't think of yourself as an organism in an environment, think of yourself as an environ-organism. All one word, okay? Because literally that's what we are. And it's hard to shake this idea of being something that is in this world and separate from it, rather than being connected to all of it, because we can't see the connections. And so therefore we had a tendency to think of ourselves as separate. So let me try to bring it home. Let's say I want to describe walking across this room. So how can I describe walking across this room without describing what I am walking upon? Is it possible for me to give you a description of myself apart from my environment? In order to describe walking across this room, I have to describe not only walking, which is moving the legs forward, one after the other, but I also have to describe what I am walking upon. The carpet, the ground, the pebbles, whatever it might be. It's not possible for me to just talk about my legs moving. If I just talk about my legs moving, I'm not talking about walking, am I? So, in order to be able to walk, to describe walking, I must see myself as someone who is walking and someone who is walking upon something. Now, in addition to describing walking upon something, I must also describe what I am doing while I am walking. In order to be able to walk, I have to breathe, don't I? I can't describe walking across the room to someone who doesn't know what that is without describing my lungs inflating and deflating at every second. And what is it that is inflating and deflating? Why, it's the air. So I have to have air in order to describe walking across a room. So I have to be breathing. And what are all the other things that I have to describe as well? I can never, as long as I am in the physical plane, I can never describe myself without describing the environment that I am a part of. Now, what has this got to do with manifesting? If I am connected to my environment inextricably, I cannot be separated from my environment. The minute I do, I'm gone. I now enter that world that we call spirit, which has no environment. It's just everywhere at once. So in order to understand what manifesting is about, you have to understand that what you manifest or want to manifest is in the environment. And everything in the environment is also in you. You are already connected in the environment, in the physical world, to what it is you want to attract. And you can never separate yourself from it. It's like if you open up a book and look at the pages of the book, and you say to somebody who's never read before or never seen a book, you try to describe what this is like. You say, what's there on the page? And you say, well, there's little letters. So are there just little letters? Little black letters? Little black pieces of ink? Little A's and B's and C's and D's? No, you can't describe the page of a book without describing the environment upon which the little black ink letters appear, can you? You need the background, don't you? You need the environment. You need the white page, the contrast, the opposite, the duality, in order to be able to describe reading. You have to have a background. Otherwise, you just got little letters floating around, and you can't read that. In order to see the stars at night, you have to have a black background in order to see them.